You're listening to the Closing Market Report on a Thursday afternoon. Mike Tenor from T-Storm Weather joins us from Geneva, Switzerland today. Mike, thanks for being with us. You're at a conference there in Europe. Tell me about the conference. Where are you exactly?
Well, in Geneva, it's the Global Grain Conference. They have a few conferences every year in different areas of the world. And this one was pretty interesting just because there's about 900 attendees from different areas of the world. Russia and Ukraine and Africa seem to be pretty well represented at the conference. And there were quite a few people from the U.S., but the U.S. was definitely a minority in it. So it was just real interesting to see some of the different perspectives on global agriculture from all these different groups.
Well, let's start with Russia and Ukraine both. They have a winter wheat crop that has been sown, though you may have some difficulties, I suppose, saying that crop's going to go into the winter season in very good condition. Tell me about it.
Yes, that's true, but it's more so for Russia than Ukraine. Ukraine received some decent rainfall around 6 to 10 weeks ago, and that really alleviated what was turning into a dry situation for their wheat crop. But to the immediate east is Russia, and a lot of that crop did not receive that rain, and it hasn't received much in the way of rainfall over the last 90 to 120 days. Just by looking at rainfall charts of the region, but about 70% of Russia's wheat production is very dry, with no question about that 30%. So, you know, that's quite a bit. When we're talking about 70% of the wheat crop being too dry with winter approaching and with no rain or snow on the horizon, we might add, you know, that will eventually play out at some point. The main issue is that the crop won't establish as well as it could have. And with winter quickly approaching, we'll have to keep an eye out for winter kill threats. They can turn very cold across Russia, similar to what you would see in the U.S. northern plains from time to time, for example, right now. The only difference is that they can get well below zero without a lot of snowpack. It's difficult to stay below zero in the U.S. without snowpack, but there it's a little bit easier to do. Should we get a couple of winter kill events on a poorly established crop, the only way out of that situation would be to have a really nice spring with a lot of rain. And of course, we don't know if that's going to happen at this point. So that will just be something to keep an eye on going forward, but it's more of a long-term type issue.
You mentioned, and do this very quickly, the Northern Hemisphere U.S. winter wheat crop. It's been cold. Cold enough to cause problems, do you think?
Well, the areas that fell well below zero were covered in snow in recent days. So from what we're hearing, it just seems to us that this cold weather might actually be a good thing because the crop wasn't turning dormant as quickly as some would have liked. The crop was growing too much from what some people were saying. But regardless of whether or not that's an accurate way to describe it, we do know now that it is cold and we know that it will turn dormant very quickly. And so the U.S. wheat crop will be dormant in all areas by the end of next week. So that issue has pretty much ended now. But the cold weather, although it will last for about 5 to 7 more days, and actually the coldest weather of the period is shaping up for Monday, it turns quite a bit warmer after that. We won't see this cold spell last much beyond Thursday of next week. So it'll get a little more interesting then with some storm systems coming across. But until at least next weekend, it's mainly dry with just a few areas of light snow from time to time.
And finally, take up the South American weather forecast.
Well, South America has been real wet in some areas and dry in a few other areas. But over the next 7 to 10 days, it's pretty clear that the wettest areas will stay dry for planting. So that's good news for corn and soybean planting in that area. That would be from Argentina through Paraguay and the southern third to half of Brazil. To the immediate north is where it's been fairly dry in recent weeks and months more. It would be a better way to articulate that. But they see some pretty good rainfall chances over the next 5 to 10 days. And we don't think that dryness will be too much of an issue by the end of next week. So all in all, the South America situation does seem to be improving, at least for the next 1 to 2 weeks.
Mike, thanks so much for taking the time with us.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You have a safe flight back home. That's Mike Tenora. He's with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois, and helps us wrap up this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason.